The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will battle Thayer Central in their regular season finale tonight at Duncan Field. The Hawks will be looking to take care of business against the Titans.
St. Cecilia now will play defense, and Lewis gets the football, fumbles the football. Was picking the football up and running for going to be a touchdown. The way it looked for St. Cecilia, it is a touchdown from about 45 yards out.
They are at 5-2 on the season after dropping a 14-3 decision to number one ranked Donovan Trumbull last week. Thayer Central, 3-4, looking to battle for a playoff spot in Class C2. It's the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, the Thayer Central Titans, and it's on ESPN 1550 KICS. Let's take you out now to Duncan Field for the call of tonight's game. Here's Blaine Bulis.
Hi, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here at Duncan Field in Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Thayer Central in high school action, the regular season finale. For both of these football teams, the flags are at the center of the field. We're having the prayer here at Duncan Field, St. Cecilia's home games, and we'll have the national anthem. So what we're going to do is take a quick timeout here, and when we return, we'll have the opening kickoff and more pregame activity. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
We had the singing of the national anthem here at Duncan Field before St. Cecilia and Thayer Central in high school football Class C2, the regular season finale for these two teams. St. Cecilia coming in with a record of 5 wins and 2 losses on the campaign. Thayer Central, the Titans, are 3-4. These two teams met twice last year. They are in the same C2 district. St. Cecilia winning the regular season game at Thayer Central last year and then coming back 1 week later and playing the Titans here at Duncan Field in the first round of the playoffs, with St. Cecilia also winning that one. This season, the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks on this campaign started with a big 60-10 win over Centennial. They then beat Ravenna, lost to Blue Hill, then took care of Superior, won a big one at Sutton 21-14, shut out Southern Valley, then lost last Friday at Donovan Trumbull 14-3. St. Cecilia will finish second in the district with a win tonight, and they look to be in the Class C2 playoffs. Thayer Central has a shot at those playoffs, too, win or lose here the way it looks. They were 21st in the wild card point standings coming into tonight's game. Thayer Central started the season with a 12-8 win over Johnson County Central. They lost to Blue Hill and Fillmore Central, and then to Donovan Trumbull, had a 3-game losing streak, then had a 2-game winning streak beating Centura and Superior. Then last week, the Titans lost to Sutton 42-7. They are 3-4. Their offense comes in averaging 14 points a game. Their defense giving up 22 points per contest. St. Cecilia comes in averaging 318 yards of total offense, 258 of that on the ground each game. And St. Cecilia is averaging scoring on the campaign a little over 33 points per game. The Blue Hawk defense has given up 250 yards average per game, 160 on the ground, 90 through the air, but they've given up only 10.5 points on this football season. The Titans of Thayer Central come into the football game, and they are going to get the football first. They are averaging 224 yards a game as far as their offense is concerned, 93 through the air and 130 on the ground. So it's ground-running teams competing here tonight, and we'll see how this begins tonight with the kickoff by St. Cecilia and a whistle as that ball was kicked off by the Blue Hawks, Aaron Gonzalez, as both of these teams come into this football game without one of their running backs. Patrick Herman suffered a concussion in last week's game. Donovan Trumbull, Patrick Herman not playing in this football game. And for Thayer Central, they are going to be without one of their better players, Jacob Kniep, who is a senior running back and also plays some defense. He is injured, has a tibia problem, and he's not playing tonight. So both these teams missing a key player. And St. Cecilia was penalized on the opening kickoff 5 yards, and Gonzalez's second kick is received about the 6-yard line. Thayer Central coming up the field to the 10, to the 15, and decked right there. Just past the 20, right at the 20-yard line, and that's where the Titans will start. First down and 10 yards to go for the Titans of Thayer Central. They start a junior, Jay Cottom, at quarterback. He's thrown for 589 yards. He's rushed for 2 touchdowns. He has passed for 6 on the season. It's first down and 10 at the 20 for Thayer Central, as they'll have their first offensive play of the evening. Caleb Godekin, 154-pound senior, is a running back. He has rushed for 589 yards, and he's also caught 4 balls for 57 yards. He scored 4 touchdowns on the season. Tyler Herget is the other running back, and there's a handoff to Godekin, and he's going to be pulled down after a 1-yard pickup. Alex Sheehy, the linebacker on the tackle, and Godekin moved it from the 20 to the 21-yard line, a pickup of 1 for the Titans. So it's going to be second down and 9 yards to go for Thayer Central. Godekin just picked up 1 there. Sheehy on the tackle, and the Blue Hawks on defense in the shotgun. Cottom hands the football off to Herget. The other running back stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Going to be no gain there. It's going to be third down and 9 yards to go from the 21-yard line. So it'd be Herget and Godekin in that backfield with Cottom for Thayer Central. They like to keep it on the ground. The Blue Hawks like to get that running game established. And it's going to be third down and about 8 yards to go. It was forward progress, a gain of a yard for Herget. Third and 8 at the 22-yard line of Thayer Central. And the shotgun, it's Cottom. He throws the ball. It's going to be intercepted, picked off at the 27-yard line by Gus Clark. Clark will get it down just about the goal line. And St. Cecilia with the interception by Gus Clark. And St. Cecilia will get the first big break of the game. We'll have it first down and goal. Clark picked that thing off at the 27-yard line, and it's going to be first and goal at about the, we'll call it the 2-yard line. First and goal to the 2, a 25-yard interception return by Gus Clark, and Cannon Howell, the senior, leads the Blue Hawks out. Tyler Wilnert and Avery Driscoll at the tailback position with the injury to Patrick Herman. Driscoll gets the handoff. He will get about to the 1-yard line into the end zone. Touchdown. First offensive play of the night. A 2-yard touchdown run by Avery Driscoll, who's the tailback tonight, and St. Cecilia on the board with 10:44 to go after the interception by Clark. The first play from scrimmage, Avery Driscoll, a 2-yard touchdown run, and St. Cecilia on the board at 6-0. Trying the extra point for St. Cecilia is the freshman Grant Schmidt. It is snapped. It is kicked. Certainly high enough and long enough, and straight through. The extra point is good. So we're 1 minute and 16 seconds into the ball game. St. Cecilia with a timeout on the field, 7, and Thayer Central nothing. Back with the Blue Hawks kickoff in 30 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Wow, that didn't take long. Third play from scrimmage. St. Cecilia gets an interception from Gus Clark. He runs it down to the two. First play from scrimmage for St. Cecilia. Avery Driscoll into the end zone for a touchdown. Grant Schmidt the extra point. 7-0 Blue Hawks. A minute 16 into the game. The kickoff will go back to about the 3-yard line. The Titans return that football to the 10, just about the 20-yard line, and that's going to be all for Zach Mumm there. And the Titans will have it first down and 10 as he returned that kickoff out to Mumm did. Zach Mumm at about the 21-yard line. Football at the 21, first down and 10 for the Titans. Again, Jay Cottoms, the quarterback, Caleb Godekin, Tyler Herdick, the running backs, Robert Doge and Trev Mumm are the wide receivers. Ben Hintz is the tight end. The handoff goes to the running back, and he's pulled down. Tyler Wilnard across that line of scrimmage. Godekin carries, and he was pulled down by Wilnard back at the 19, a loss of 2 on the play. And it's going to be second down and about 12 yards to go for the Titans on their own 19-yard line. So far, the St. Cecilia defense has won that battle on the line of scrimmage. The Titans have not moved the ball at all and thrown an interception. They send two wide receivers to the right in the shotgun. Caught him. The pitch on the pass play. Caught him to Herget. That's a pass play on the little shovel pass. The ball at the 1, only out to the 20, a pickup of 1 on the play. And it's going to be third down and 11 yards to go at the 20-yard line for the Titans. Over center now. There's the handoff to the running back. Nowhere to go this time. Running that football is Caleb Godekin, and he had nowhere to go. The Saints to see a defense again right there. It's going to be fourth down and 11 yards to go at the 20-yard line. So three and out right there for the Titans. And Preston Brinninger, who averages 32 yards a punt, is usually the punter, but dropping back is Caleb Godekin now to punt that football. Godekin back to punt. Brinninger is the normal punter, has been during the season, but Godekin's going to punt this time for the Titans. There's the snap, and there is the kick. It's high kick. It's going to fielded at the 47-yard line. St. Cecilia runs the ball. Avery Driscoll to the 40, 35, 30. Down the far sideline, he's finally knocked out of bounds about the 20-yard line. There's a 27-yard return on that punt by Avery Driscoll, and St. Cecilia will have excellent field position once again. They are at the 19-yard line. First down and 10 at the 19 with Cannon Howell, the quarterback, Tyler Wilnard, Avery Driscoll, the running back. So Gus Clark is playing the slot back tonight as St. Cecilia moving some people around to the injury to Patrick Herman. Ryan Baker also out there, and there's the handoff to Driscoll, and he may be a yard. It's going to be second down and 9 from the 18-yard line. St. Cecilia with the second down and 9 from the 18 of Thayer Central. They come out with Alex Sheehy, the tight end, going wide to the right is Alex Tino. Wide to the left is Alex Sheehy. There's the throw. Sheehy slipped as the ball was in the air, and Alex went down, couldn't hang on to it. He slipped as he was trying to catch the ball and went off his hands and out of and incomplete. And it's going to be third down and 9 yards to go for the Blue Hawks at the Thayer Central 18-yard line, the first throw of the night for St. Cecilia. As they have Tommy O'Keefe, Trevor Ernst, Dallas Kimmenaugh, Ty Mangers, Lance Schmidt along that line of scrimmage. Third down and 9. There's a handoff to Wilnard. He gets the football straight up the middle, but the officials will blow that one to a halt. As the ball is getting ready to be snapped, it's a dead ball foul. Illegal procedure on St. Cecilia. We'll move it back 5 yards to the 23-yard line. So it's going to be third down and 14 yards to go for the Blue Hawks at the Thayer Central 23-yard line. Nice to see it. We'll see Jake Cato. Zach Kitten will be the wide receivers. And they have Ryan Baker going wide to the left, so we'll see those guys running in and out of there. There's the toss. This time as Driscoll comes to this near sideline. really has nowhere to go. Breaks free of a couple of tackles. Driscoll finally pushed out of bounds, and he's going to be down to about the 12-yard line or so, and he's going to be close to a first down. Not going to get it, but it's going to be at about the 12. And about the 12-yard line, a pickup of 11 on the play, and it's going to be fourth down and three. So Avery Driscoll got 11 out of not much there. So it's fourth down and 3 yards to go at the 14-yard line. There's the handoff to Tyler Willard. Has a hole over right guard. Willard will have a close to a first down. He's going to be past that stick, which the Blue Hawks had to get to the 4. Tried to get to the 9, and it is a first down for St. Cecilia. As Tyler Wilnard runs that football from the 14 down to the 5, he picked up 9 yards there and a first down, first and goal at the Thayer Central 5-yard line. So the Blue Hawks overcome a 3rd and 14. A couple running plays gets them a first and goal at the 5-yard line. They come out in the eye. Driscoll and Wilnard behind Cannon Howell. Howell will roll to his right. The toss to Driscoll. Driscoll's a penalty marker goes down. Driscoll will get into the end zone. Touchdown sign goes up, but we'll see. This will probably be called back. There could be a penalty on St. Cecilia as that flag was thrown right in the direction of where the play was going. So there might have been a little extracurricular or penalty on St. Cecilia behind the actual running back. Illegal procedure on St. Cecilia. We'll move it back to the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal from the 10. That's already the 3rd 5-yard penalty on St. Cecilia. So they're back to the 10, first down and goal from the 10-yard line. 7:17 to go, first quarter. St. Cecilia leading 7-0, and they are at the 10-yard line of Thayer Central with a first and goal right here. After that 5-yard penalty, negates the touchdown run by Driscoll. Cannon Howell now will be in the pistol formation. Howell will roll to his left, has some protection, has to throw it into the end zone. It's going to be almost picked off, knocked away, intended in the corner of the end zone for Jake Cato, but knocked away by Thayer Central as they got the defense over there. Trev Mum knocked that ball away. A nice play by Mum there. And St. Cecilia will have a second down and goal from the Titans 10-yard line on the incomplete pass, 2nd and 10. Coming in from the near sideline is Alex Tino with the play. As the Blue Hawks run the wide receivers in and out of there with the play from the sideline, and Carl Tesmer. St. Cecilia will come out. They'll have Clark at the slot back, Wilnard and Driscoll in the eye behind Cannon Howell, the quarterback. 2nd and goal from the 10. Howell will hand off to the tailback Driscoll. He's inside the 10, carries a tackler with him. He's inside the 5-yard line. Good gain there by Driscoll. Moved it inside the 5 to about the 3, a pickup of 7, 3rd down and goal from the 3-yard line. Driscoll with a 7-yard pickup there. 3rd and goal at the 3-yard line for St. Cecilia as they try to tack on a second touchdown here in this first quarter. Cannon Howell over center Dallas Kimenoff. Howell will roll to his left, keeps the football, runs it inside. He will be tackled, but he's in the end zone for the touchdown. Cannon Howell with the touchdown, a 3-yard run, and St. Cecilia on the board for the second time here in the first quarter, still with more than half of this quarter to go, 6:27 to play, and it's 13-0, and Grant Schmidt in to try for the extra point for St. Cecilia, as the Blue Hawks have a turn an interception into points and a good punt return into points in this first quarter. Schmidt will kick. Clark will hold. The ball is snapped. It's on the tee. Schmidt's kick is a line drive through the uprights and good. And we will take a timeout with 6:27 to go in the first quarter. It's St. Cecilia 14. Thayer Central nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
And before we get you back out to the game at Duncan Field, we'll update you on the game at Patriot Field. St. Paul and Adams Central in the first quarter. Adams Central jumping out to the early lead, 7-0 over St. Paul. Now back to the friendly confines of Duncan Field and Blaine Bulis.
Thank you, Brad. The beautiful confines of Duncan Field. We're in the Blue Hawks nest up here, the new addition to the press box area for high school football. Beautiful night. Yes, it's chilly, but there's no wind tonight, folks. So it's a delightful evening here at Duncan Field, and the Blue Hawks are off to a great start. It's 14-0. The kickoff by Alex Gonzalez is going to be fielded at about the 3-yard line by Trev Mum. Mum will avoid one tackle. There's a penalty marker on the play. Mum is going to be run out about the 30, but that one will go back a little bit against the Titans. That's going to be a block on the receiving team there, the way it looks. Mum got it out to the 30-yard line. There's a flag sitting on the 10-yard line and a hold on Thayer Central on that kickoff return. The flag's again at the 10. That'll move it half the distance to the 5, and that's where Thayer Central will start their third possession. First and 10 at the 5-yard line. So the Titans in a hole early are in even a little deeper here. First down and 10 at the 5-yard line. They have not been able to move the football at all. They have 1 yard of total offense. 1 yard passing, no yards rushing the ball. First and 10 at the 5. Junior Jay Cottom over center. I formation for the Titans. There's the handoff to the second man through. It's Godekin, the 154-pound senior. Not much running room. The Blue Hawks not giving any running yards at all tonight. A pickup of 1. And it'll be second down and 9 yards to go from the 6-yard line. Godekin got 1 there. Again, St. Cecilia without Patrick Herman. The Titans without one of their better players, Jacob Kniep. And the Blue Hawks on defense here. There's the handoff to the first man through. Good gain there by the fullback. That was Herget running the football on second down. He moves it out to about the 17-yard line. Excuse me, the 12-yard line. A picked up of 6 on the play. And it's third down and about 3, and a flag flies here before the run, the football. And this one might be on St. Cecilia. It was a 3rd and 3, and a 5-yard penalty on St. Cecilia will give the Titans a first down. It was 3rd and 3, but the Blue Hawks commit a 5-yard penalty and gives the Titans a first down at the 18-yard line. 1st down and 10, another flag flies as this play starts. This one's going to be before the snap. Illegal procedure on the Titans. We'll move it back 5 yards. 1st and 15 yards now on the 2nd 5-yard penalty on the Titans. We've had 6 penalties already in this football game. So 5-yarder on the Titans, 1st and 15 at the... They have it at the 12-yard line. 13-yard line, excuse me. There's the handoff to the running back. Running it is Godekin. Not much room. He's past the 15. A pickup there to the 17. A pickup of 4 on the play. It's going to be 2nd down and 11 yards to go for the Titans. Godekin with 4 there. 2nd and 11 at the 17. Wide receiver to the left, 1 to the right for the black and white of the Thayer Central Titans. Cottom, the quarterback, the toss to Godekin. Tries the left side, has a little running room, breaks into the secondary out to about the 30-yard line, and there's going to be a first down for Thayer Central as Godekin runs it from the 17 out to the 30, picked up 13 yards there, and a first down for Thayer Central. Godekin with a 13-yard pickup, by far the longest gain of the evening offensively for the Titans. They have it 1st and 10 on their own 30-yard line. They come out in the eye, Herget and Godekin behind Cottom. Cottom hands off to the tailback Godekin. Nowhere to go this time. He's pushed back by about 4 or 5 Blue Hawks. There's 6 Blue Hawks on the tackle. The forward progress back to the 30. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Titans. A no gain there. St. Cecilia on the defense here with Trevor Ernst and Tommy O'Keefe at the ends. Michael Walls, Cody Zexer, the tackles. Tyler Wilner and Alex Sheehy, linebackers for St. Cecilia. Here's a handoff on third down to, or second down. Not much there. Another flag on the play. Maybe a little bit of a gain, and we'll see what this penalty's all about. It's a face mask on St. Cecilia. And that will mark off against the Blue Hawks. A five-yard penalty, a one-yard gain on the play, and a five-yard penalty on St. Cecilia. So it's going to be about third down and four. As Godekin gained 1 yard, and then a five-yard penalty tacked on. Moves it to the 36-yard line. Third down and four, second down and four. For the Titans, second and four after the penalty mark off. There's Cottom running the ball from the shotgun. He'll get it out to just about the 39-yard line. A pickup of three. It's going to be third and a yard. So Cottom, the quarterback, his first carry got three. He kept the ball out of the shotgun formation and ran for three. Third and a yard from the 39-yard line. St. Cecilia running Jake Cato at a corner. Daniel Harden as a linebacker tonight. There's the handoff to the running back. Herget, he'll get past the 40. He's going to get a first down. St. Cecilia begrudgingly gives that one up to Herget. And it's a first down, the third of this drive for Thayer Central. They started this thing back on their own five. They have it first and 10 on their own 41 with 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Gus Clark, Avery Driscoll also in that secondary for St. Cecilia. Cottom on the toss to Godekin. Comes to the near sideline, running out of field. He's pulled out of bounds, and the tacklers and the running back Godekin can go about 3 or 4 yards out of bounds. And the football moved out from the 41-yard line, and they will spot it at the 45-yard line. Godekin can got four, second down and six for the Titans. And so Caleb Godekin can got four, second and six for the Titans at the 45. Caught him on the option play. Well, give it to Herget. He will get out to near the sticks past the 50-yard line, and that might be a first down for Thayer Central. It is at the 48-yard line of St. Cecilia. A pickup of seven there and a first down, the fourth on this drive for Thayer Central. Herget got seven on that play and a first down. Excuse me, got 14 on that play. And there's the handoff to Godekin. He'll get a couple there. Previous play, a 7 yard gain by Herget. Godekin this time from the 48-yard line, and they'll spot it at the 45, so Godekin gets three more. So the Titans' offensive line moving the Blue Hawks back here a little bit. It's second and seven at the St. Cecilia 45-yard line. Caught him in the shotgun, and will hand it off to the running back. It's Herget to about the 42-yard line. A pickup of three, going to be third and four. Third down and four at the 42-yard line. A three-yard pickup there by Tyler Herget. Third down and four at the 42-yard line for the Titans. They can continue this drive, which started at their own five. Over center, caught him. Now he'll drop back and he'll look over to the far sideline to Coach Josh Jelinek to see if there's a change of play here. Let's see with a four-man front. Cottom will turn, hand it off to Godekin. Godekin breaks past the line of scrimmage, has another first down, the fifth of this drive for Thayer Central. He moves it from the 42-yard line to the 37. A pickup of five and a first down for the Titans as they grind it out on the ground. They have not thrown the football in this drive. First and 10 at the St. Cecilia 37. They started at their own five. 1:15 to go first quarter. Three wide receivers this time to the right. And the shotgun, it's Cottom. He'll hand it off to Hergen, and he's got nowhere to go this time. First man to meet him, Michael Walls, the defensive tackle for St. Cecilia.
Offering
maybe a yard. Yeah, they put it down at the 36, a yard there, but Walls with the tackle there for Saints to see, and it's going to be second down and 9 yards to go for the Titans at the Saints to see at 36-yard line. Second and 9 in motion is Hergett in the backfield all alone now. Cotomy has 4 receivers out. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete and almost caught, and that would have been a touchdown. Ben Hintz couldn't quite hang on. 3rd and 9 at the 36-yard line. That would have been a touchdown because Hintz had his defender beaten. 3rd and 9 at the 36 with 39 seconds to go, 34 seconds to go. Got some bulbs out on the scoreboard over here to our right, so I believe it's 34 seconds to go. 3rd and 9 at the 36 for the Titans. Cottom wants to throw, does on the near side. It's caught by Trev Mum. Mum will be pulled out of bounds by Jake Cato, the corner, at about the 32-yard line, and it's going to be a 4th down play coming up. Trev Mum caught that ball from the 36 to the 32-yard line, a pickup of 4 on the play, and it's going to be about 4th down and about 5 yards to go. That was a 4-yard pickup, 4th and 5 at the 32 for Thayer Central. The entire team looking on the far sideline at the coaches as they'll signal in the offensive play. 4th and about 5 for the Titans on the Saints to see a 32. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 back in the backfield with Cottom. He throws it across the middle. It's caught for a 1st down. Trev Mum will have the 1st down about the 25-yard line. Another 1st down, the 6th on this drive from the 32-yard line to the 23, a pickup of 9 and a 1st down. So Mum with his 2nd catch. 1st and 10 at the 23-yard line for Thayer Central. Saints Cecilia scored with 6:27 to go. The Titans started in their own 5-yard line. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. The Titans will start at the Saints Cecilia 23 when the 2nd quarter begins, and that will begin in about a minute. We'll take a timeout at the end of the 1st quarter with the score. Saints Cecilia 14, Thayer Central nothing. Back with the 2nd quarter in 30 seconds.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
We'll get you back out to St. Cecilia in just a moment. Adams Central, our other high school game on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central just scoring again, 20-0, pending an extra point. Adams Central playing St. Paul at home. So a good game plan for the Patriots. Also a good game plan for the Hawks. We'll get you out to Blaine Bulis at Duncan Field.
All right, welcome back to Duncan Field. 2nd quarter about to begin. This is going to be the 20th play of this drive for Thayer Central. Started at their own 5-yard line, and they will have a 1st and 10 at the Saints to see a 23. Quarterback Jay Cottom will hand the ball off to Tyler Hergett. Hergett will be pulled down maybe a yard. Saints to see his defense there. We'll see exactly where they spot it. No gain at the 24-yard line, 23-yard line. No gain there for Hergett.
2nd down and 9.
And it's going to be 2nd down and about 10 yards to go at the 23-yard line for Thayer Central. They come out in the eye, caught him over center. Jay will turn, hand the ball off to the tailback, Godekin. Godekin over left guard and center, stacked up by the Saints to see a defense there. A couple of yards, but not much. Now put it down at the 21, 22. 1 yard pickup by Godekin. And it's going to be 3rd down and about 9 at the 22-yard line. So another 3rd down for the Titans. The throw by Hergett's going to be knocked by Clark, tipped by Gus Clark. The wide receiver catches the ball, but he was out of bounds, Mum was, when he caught it. Deflected there by Clark, and that disrupted that play. The cornerback, Gus Clark. Fourth down and nine for the Titans from the 22-yard line. So this is play number 23 on this drive, and it's fourth and nine at the St. Cecilia 22-yard line early in the second quarter. Cotton now in the shotgun. We'll have two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, the tight end on the left side. Cotton wants to throw, does across the middle, can be picked off. Picked off by Avery Driscoll. Driscoll with the football around the 30, gets it out to about the 33-yard line, and a couple of flags fly. But Avery Driscoll gets the interception, the second turnover on
penalty marker down.
The Titans. Driscoll picked that one off. That's his second interception of this game. Excuse me, his first. Gus Clark had the other one. There's a hold on St. Cecilia on the return of that interception. Driscoll got it out to about the 17, and it's going to be first and go, first and 10 for St. Cecilia. They are at the 9-yard line, so essentially that's a 9-yard penalty on St. Cecilia. First down and 10 at the 9-yard line. The handoff goes to the running back. Driscoll will pull a tackler along all the way out past the 20 and a first down for St. Cecilia. Only their second first down, but they have 14 points. Out to 24-yard line. A pickup of 15 there for Avery Driscoll, who has 36 yards rushing and an interception defensively. St. Cecilia with two interceptions. The first led to a touchdown. Driscoll also has a punt return that led to a touchdown. And there's another flag going before this one can get started. St. Cecilia might have jumped a little bit too quickly before that play started. It was first and 10 at the 24. It was a dead ball foul, and it's going to be illegal procedure on the Blue Hawks. We'll move it back to the 19-yard line for St. Cecilia. Seventh penalty of this first half. First and 15 back at the 19 for St. Cecilia. They come out with the wide receiver to the right is Alex Tino. Everybody else in tight. Cannon Howell turns, hands the ball off to Driscoll. Driscoll with not much room there. Maybe a yard to the 20, maybe the 21-yard line. The officials will spot it at the 20. We'll give the Avery one there. Second down and 14 yards to go for the Blue Hawks at their own 20-yard line. 14-0 St. Cecilia High School football tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Jeff Cato wide to the right for the Blue Hawks. Cannon Howell will turn. Hand the ball off to the fullback Tyler Wilnard on that patented St. Cecilia fullback run right up they got behind the center out to the 24-yard line, a pickup of four. So St. Cecilia out to the 24. It's third down and 10 yards to go. Wilner got four. Third and 10 at the Blue Hawk 24. Tino with the play from the near sideline as Cato and Tino running the plays in and out to the wide receiver position for St. Cecilia. Third down and 10 for the Blue Hawks at their own 24-yard line. Cannon Howell will turn, keep the football. Howell running the ball. He's going to be pulled down from behind. A good defensive play there by the Titans. Caleb Kupichka on the tackle there of Cannon Howell. He moved it to the 28. He got four, but well short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down and about 6 yards to go. And be punting the football is Aaron Gonzalez. Now, Patrick Herman was the punter. He's not playing tonight, has a concussion here. So kicking the football is going to be Aaron Gonzalez punting the ball. Aaron punted twice last week, averaged 51.5 yards per punt in his two punts this season. So Gonzalez will be the punter tonight for St. Cecilia. Pretty good punt. Received at the 37-yard line by the Titans, Trev Mum. He has about 4 or 5 on that return, and the Thayer Central Titans will have the ball first down and 10 at their own 42-yard line as they get the football back. Their last drive moved from their own 5 all the way down to the 22 of St. Cecilia. a 23-play drive, but it ended up with no points for the Titans, as they had six first downs in that drive, but were not able to get any points on the board and have it now first and 10 at their own 42. I formation. Cottom hands off to Goedigan. He's tackled in the backfield by Tyler Wilner from the linebacker spot. Wilner in there on the tackle for a loss back in the 42 to the 40. A loss of two on the play. It's going to be second down and 12 yards to go. As Goedigan lost a couple there back to the 40, second and 12 at the 40-yard line. Jay Cottom, the quarterback, will hand it off to the first man, Thews, the fullback. Hergett will get past the 40 back to past or about to the original line of scrimmage, a pickup of two, and it's going to be third and 10 at the 42-yard line. Hergett got two there, so it's third and 10 Titans at their own 42. They'll send wide receiver Robert Dodes to the left. Trev Mum goes wide to the right. Now in the shotgun is the quarterback Cottom. He will throw the football, slings it out to the far sideline. It's going to be caught by Mum. He's got a first down around the 40 where he's tackled there by Cato, but a first down on that pass play, the fourth completion. Mum catches his third ball. A pickup of 18 yards on the play, and it's first and 10 at the St. Cecilia 40-yard line. So the catch there and pickup of 18, three catches now for 31 yards for Trev Mum. He's caught 21 on the year. He's the leading receiver for the Titans. A handoff to Goedigan from the 40 to the 37 of St. Cecilia, second and seven at the 37. Goedigan got three. He's rushed for 32 in the contest. 51 yards on the ground for the Titans in this game. 32 through the air. St. Cecilia's rushed for 54 and thrown for a couple. There's the handoff on the play. Not much running room there. Looks like Goedigan runs it again from the 37 to the 35-yard line. Third and five at the 35. Goedigan with two there. Third down and 5 yards to go at the 35-yard line. For the Titans, they're at the St. Cecilia 35. 6:20 to go in a fast-moving second quarter. 14-0 St. Cecilia. The toss now, the double reverse now for the Titans. Coming this way is Mum. Gus Clark will come up. Driscoll's there. St. Cecilia plays that one pretty well, and a pickup of only about a yard on the double reverse there for the Titans. Mum ends up running that football. They picked up just a yard on the play, and it's going to be fourth and four at the 34-yard line. So Trevor Mum on the reverse gains a yard. And it's fourth and four. Cottom wants to throw, slings it out. The far side, incomplete. The Titans will turn it over on downs on the incompletion. They tried to pick up the first down on the pass play to Mum, but incomplete, and St. Cecilia will take over. First and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So the St. Cecilia defense bends just a little bit. Titans started at their own 42, got it to the St. Cecilia 34, but stopped on downs, and the Blue Hawks take over first and 10 on their own 4-yard line. Out they come, the blue tops, the blue helmets, the black pants for St. Cecilia. The handoff to Wilnard. The fullback wills his way past the 40-yard line. A good gain there by Tyler Wilnard. Moves it to the 42-yard line. He got eight on the play. Second down and two. Wilnard with eight. He's rushed for 21. And it's second down and 2 yards to go at the 42-yard line with 5:12 clock in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 14. Bayer Central nothing. Hastings High playing at home tonight in their season finale. They're taking on Holdridge, a team that's going to the playoffs. There's the pass by Cannon Howell. It's up for grabs and incomplete, and there's a flag on the play. Trev Mum back there with Alex Sheehy. Alex Sheehy, the intended receiver. And there was a flag on the play, and we'll see what that one's all about. And this one might be offensive pass interference. It is on St. Cecilia. Pass interference on the Blue Hawks. They went out for that ball, and that'll move the football. from the 42-yard line. That will be a 15-yarder on St. Cecilia. Move that football back to about the 26-yard line. So it's going to be second and long. St. Cecilia has to get to out to the about the 44-yard line. And they are back at the 26, so it's second down and second and 18 yards to go for St. Cecilia at the 26-yard line. 15-yarder on the Blue Hawks. Cannon Howell wants to throw, does to Driscoll. Will swing out past Driscoll to the near sideline, 30, 35, 40. And Avery Driscoll finally pull out of bounds there. Moves it out from the 26-yard line. They'll spot it at the 42. There's a pickup of 16. And it's third and about 2 yards to go. 16-yard pickup there on the pass play to Avery Driscoll. Two out of three throwing the ball for Cannon Howell. Third and two for the Blue Hawks at their own 42-yard line. So a nice 16-yard catch and run there for St. Cecilia. Third and two. Three backs behind the quarterback. Giving to Driscoll, first down to the 45. To near midfield. Finally run out of bounds by Zach Mum. Fair Central. He gets it into Hebron territory. First and 10. A pickup of 9 on the play. First and 10 at the Thayer Central 49-yard line. So Avery Driscoll picked up 9 there. He's rushed for 46. First and 10 Blue Hawks at the Titans 49-yard line, and there's a flag. As that play gets started, and it's going to be a dead ball, illegal procedure on St. Cecilia. 9 penalties on the Blue Hawks in this first half. First and 15 at the 46 of St. Cecilia. Who's back from the 49 up there, central to the 46 of St. Cecilia. First down and 15 yards to go. And the Blue Hawks, 9 penalties in this first half. 4:36 to go, 14-0 Blue Hawks. Hand off to Wildard, the fullback. He's got nowhere to go. Well, he was met at the line of scrimmage, and no gain there by Wilner. Jared Marsh, one of the leading defenders for the Titans, stopped Wilner in his tracks and a loss of a yard on the play. Second down and 16 at the Blue Hawks 45-yard line. So Wilner loses a yard there. Second and 16 at the 45-yard line. Clock runs with 4:10 to go. In the pistol formation now is Howell. He will roll to his left, throws the football in the flat. It's going to be caught by Alex Tino. Tino inside Titan territory, still on his feet. He's finally pulled down inside the 40, and that's going to be a first down on the play. Alex Tino catches that ball, moved it from the 42-yard line. He was stepped out of bounds, actually, on the 45, so a pickup. There are 13 on the play. First catch for Alex Tino. And it's third down and about 3 yards to go at the 45. There's the toss to Driscoll behind Avery a little bit, but he avoids one tackler, still on his feet. Driscoll will get it inside the 45 as he's at the 44-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and about 3 for St. Cecilia. So Driscoll on that running play. The ball behind him on the toss. And not much of a gain there. Actually, no gain for Driscoll. It's fourth and 3 now on the 43-yard line. Cannon Howell rolls to his left. There's the throw. It's going to be picked off. Picked off at the 25-yard line. Trev Mum for Thayer Central, tackled by Avery Driscoll, but Munn with the interception there. First turnover on St. Cecilia, our third of the night, 3 interceptions. The interception there by Trev Mum, and Mum with the interception gives the ball to the Titans. First down and 10. He gets that football out to the 33-yard line of Thayer Central. So the interception there will stop that Saints-Cecilia drive. First and 10, Titans on their own 33. 3:05 to go, first quarter. Excuse me, second quarter, first half. 14-0, Blue Hawks in the lead. They scored a couple of touchdowns in the first, 5 minutes and 33 seconds. But since then, it's been Thayer Central on the move. But they have not scored. There's the run by the quarterback, Cottom. We'll move it from the 33 about to the 35. A pickup of two there by Cottom. And it's going to be second and eight at the 35-yard line for Thayer Central. And the Titans at the 35 have a few minutes left in this first half and a couple of timeouts. They've been in St. Cecilia territory their last two possessions, but come away with no points. There's a handoff, but Wilnert is right there. Wilnert avoided his block, got in the backfield almost before the ball was handed off. St. Cecilia wants to take a timeout. They want to, and they have the Titans in a third and long, and St. Cecilia takes a timeout. They want the football back. So we'll take one with 2:27 to go in the first half. St. Cecilia 14, Thayer Central nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. Tyler Wilnert with the defensive play there, a loss of two on the running play for the Titans. They have a third and 10 on their own 33-yard line. Saints is taking the timeout there. The Blue Hawks want to force the Titans into a punting situation and use the last couple of minutes and a couple of timeouts to get on the board another time if they can. Out come the Titans, and they'll be in the shotgun, and Cottom will be there, and there's a whistle before this one can start. And it's going to be a timeout there, Central. So the Titans take a timeout. They didn't like the formation St. Cecilia was in, so they're going to talk it over. So we'll take another timeout with the score. St. Cecilia 14, Thayer Central nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Third down and 10 yards to go for the Titans at their own 33-yard line. So teams have traded timeouts here, and Jay Cottom has them out, and they're in the shotgun. A couple of wide receivers to the left. Cottom will hand the football off, and he does to Godek, and he's going to gain a couple, but it's going to be far short of the first down as Godek takes 2 yards there, and it's fourth down and about 8 yards to go. St. Cecilia will take their second timeout. So the Titans were in not anxious to put that ball up. They wanted St. Cecilia into another timeout, which they did with the running play, and the Blue Hawks take a timeout. We'll keep it here, though, during this timeout with 2:21 to go. It's 14-0, St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks are going to get the football back, but they're only going to have one timeout left in this half. But remember, the second touchdown for St. Cecilia in that first quarter of play was set up by a 28-yard punt return by Avery Driscoll. He's going to drop back to receive this one. The first St. Cecilia touchdown comes after a Gus Clark interception, first play after the interception. So St. Cecilia got a couple big plays for their two scores, and the defense has been able to stop Thayer Central in Blue Hawk territory in this first half. Now it's a punting situation, and Godekin's going to kick it back, and two St. Cecilia receivers go back. Driscoll is one of them. There's the kick, a very high kick. Cato's the other. Driscoll out the 40, his own 40, 45-yard line. Every looks for running room, gets it past midfield into Titans territory, and St. Cecilia will have it first down and 10 yards to go at the Titans 48-yard line, and that's where St. Cecilia will start with 2:05 to go. So 48 yards from the end zone, 2 minutes and 5 seconds, and one timeout left for St. Cecilia. First and 10, and we'll see what the Blue Hawks can do here. Cato wide to the right. Also in the slot right is Ryan Baker, two wide receivers to the left. One back in the backfield, and looks like maybe the Titans jump offside. And it's going to be an offside 5-yard penalty on the Titans. That's the third penalty on the Titans. We'll move it to the 43 at Thayer Central, first and 5 for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia trying to utilize the final 2 minutes of the clock and their one timeout to get their third score on the board in one fashion or another. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Gus Clark in motion for St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell rolls to his left, wants to throw, does long down the center of the field. Cato is there. It's going to be knocked away. The ball just not quite there. Enough time in the air, too long, and knocked away. As Jeff Cato had a step, the ball is in the air a little bit too long, and it's incomplete. Second and 5, Blue Hawks at the 43-yard line. So the throw there a little short of the mark and incomplete. Second down and 5 at the 43 for St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell now in the pistol formation. Again, he has four receivers out. Quick throw to the left to Driscoll. Catches the football at the 40. Breaks a tackle. 35, 30, 25-yard line. The quick toss there and the completion. Alex Sheehy, number 22, not number 20. First down, St. Cecilia. Moves it from the 43-yard line all the way down to the 25 and 18-yard pickup there on that pass, play, and run. Alex Sheehy with the catch, his second for 34 yards. And it's first and 10 Blue Hawks at the 25-yard line. Still a lot of time, a minute 47. So the throw out to the left flat there to Sheehy, and he runs it down to the 25, first and 10. In motion is Wilner. Howell rolls to his right. The toss this time to Tyler Wilner. Wilner will pick up maybe a yard on the quick throw out to Wilner. Wilner with the catch there. From the 25, they move it to the 24 on that short gaining pass play. Second and 9 at the 24-yard line, barely inside the 25. So not much of a gain at all there for the Blue Hawks. We'll call it a yard. Hand off to Willard, straight up the middle. He's got some running room. He's going to get a first down to about the 10-yard line. Willard with the run there. It's going to be first down, and boy, it's just outside the 10. The Blue Hawks might be able to get a first down without getting into the end zone, but it's that close to the 10, but a 14-yard pickup there by Tyler Wilnard. First and 10 at the 10. Hand off to Driscoll to the 5. Inside the 5 off left tackle and guard. Good gaining there by Driscoll with 46 seconds to go. But there's a flag on the play. Ball's down to the 4. It would be second and goal there, but it's a legal procedure on St. Cecilia. 10th penalty on St. Cecilia. So it's first and about 15 at the 15. So that run of about 6 or 7 there moves it back to the 15-yard line. And the Blue Hawks can get a first down near the goal line without actually getting a touchdown. It's just outside the 15, but it's first down once again. 45 seconds clock runs in this first half. 14-0 Blue Hawks. First and 15. Hand off to Driscoll. Inside the 15, inside the 10-yard line. Avery still on his feet. Will get into the end zone. Nice run there for a touchdown. Avery Driscoll, a 15-yard run, and he ran very strong there for the touchdown. A 15-yard touchdown run by Avery Driscoll, and it's 20-0 St. Cecilia with 34 seconds to go in the first half. So Driscoll with the 15-yard run and the touchdown. And Driscoll playing tailback tonight. He and as Grant Schmidt tries the extra point, it is up and it is good, and St. Cecilia has converted on the third touchdown of the first half. So we will take a timeout. with the score. St. Cecilia 21, Thayer Central nothing. We're back right after this.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Welcome back to Duncan Field in Hastings. St. Cecilia scores here with 34 seconds to go in the first half, led by the score of 21-0. Avery Driscoll, a 15-yard touchdown run. Driscoll and Patrick Herman started the season both at the tailback position, had a battle there. Herman kind of won the position. Driscoll was a slot back. Now with the concussion suffered last week by Herman, Driscoll gets in to play tailback, and he's rushed for 61 yards, has an interception on defense, and has two touchdowns. So Avery Driscoll taking advantage of being back at the tailback position. And at kickoff, Gonzalez goes into the end zone. Thayer Central lets it go into the end zone, and it's first and 10 at the 20. 34 seconds to go, 21-0, St. Cecilia. And we'll see what the Titans want to do here, if they just want to put this thing on the ground and call it a first half and regroup a little bit and see what happens in the second half. But we'll find out. They have one timeout, but they are at their own 20-yard line. And Cottam will hand the ball off on the safe running play to Herget. And Tyler is going to be stacked up for no gain on the play. In fact, a loss of a yard on the play. And that is going to be the final play probably of the first half. The Titans not in any hurry to run the football, to run a play. The final 6 seconds going off the clock. And that is going to be the end of the first half. St. Cecilia with two early scores and then one late score in the first half. And we've reached halftime with the score. St. Cecilia 21, Thayer Central nothing. We'll be back to talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
And from the ESPN Radio Studios, I'm Brad Beam with a halftime scoring update. Adams Central still in the second quarter, but they have a commanding lead over St. Paul. It's a game you can hear on our sister station, 1230 KHAS. Some other area games, Broken Bow over Ainsworth. That is still in the second. Broken Bow leads 13-0. Bishop Newman over Boys Town, 15-8 in the second quarter. Gibbon leading Central City before halftime, 20-0. Columbus Scotus over Columbus Lakeview, Columbus Lakeview with the lead in that one in the second quarter. A low-scoring matchup, Columbus Lakeview 7, Columbus Scotus 3. Gothenburg and Kearney Catholic. It is Gothenburg with the lead in an odd-scoring game, 7-5, Gothenburg. Orden O'Neill, Ord with the lead over O'Neill, 7-0. Number 6, Pierce with the lead over West Point Beamer, 28-0. Shadron leading Valentine, also 28-0. Aquinas Catholic over Malcolm, Malcolm with the lead in that one, 14-6. Donovan Trumbull, the number 1 team in Class C2 with a commanding lead over Ravenna, 31-0. And in our game, it's Hastings St. Cecilia, 21 to Thayer Central, nothing at halftime. Now back out to Duncan Field with Blaine Bulis.
Thank you very much, Brad Beam, and welcome back to Duncan Field here at halftime with the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia leading the Titans of Thayer Central 21-0. The Blue Hawks scored a couple of touchdowns early in the game, then scored one late in the first half to jump out to this 21-0 lead in the contest. In fact, St. Cecilia on the first series for the Titans, as the Titans got the football on the first series, an interception by a St. Cecilia's Gus Clark, and he returned that interception down to the 2-yard line. About a 25-yard interception returned by Gus Clark. And on the first offensive play for St. Cecilia tonight, Avery Driscoll on a 2-yard touchdown run, and St. Cecilia got the extra point. In fact, got all 3 extra points from Grant Schmidt. St. Cecilia led 7-0 at the 10:44 time of the first quarter. St. Cecilia then got a punt return from Avery Driscoll, a 28-yard punt return, which moved the football into the territory of the Titans. Driscoll got it at the 47 at a 28-yard punt return, moved it down to the 17, and St. Cecilia goes into the end zone for the second time. Cannon Howell, the quarterback, a 3-yard touchdown run, and Schmidt the extra point. At the 6:27 mark of the first quarter, St. Cecilia had a 14-0 lead. That's when the offense got going a little bit for Thayer Central. They ended up at the end of the first quarter and into the second quarter as they got the football after that second St. Cecilia touchdown and put a drive together starting at their own 5-yard line. They moved all the way down to the St. Cecilia 22, had a 23-play drive, but turned it over on downs at the Blue Hawks' 22-yard line. Thayer Central had another movement into the Blue Hawk territory in that second quarter, but again turned the football over on downs. And St. Cecilia then got it with a couple of minutes to go in the first half of play and got down and scored on a 15-yard touchdown run by Avery Driscoll, his second score on the ground tonight. Grant Schmidt with his third extra point, and St. Cecilia had a 21-0 lead into this contest and here at halftime. The Blue Hawks scoring with 34 seconds to go in the first half of play. So a Gus Clark interception leads to one score. There's a big play for the Blue Hawks. An Avery Driscoll punt return sets up the second score. And St. Cecilia got another pretty good punt return from Driscoll, set up the third run. Driscoll running it in from 15. And St. Cecilia with 2 first quarter scores, 1 in the second. And they have the 21-0 lead on the Titans of Thayer Central. 2 turnovers on the Titans and 1 on St. Cecilia, all interceptions tonight by these two teams. 3 penalties on the Titans for 15, but St. Cecilia, 10 penalties in the first half, and most of which were illegal procedures or offsides or motions. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 penalties on the Blue Hawks. 64 yards in penalties. So that's not going to be pleasing to Coach Carl Tesmer and the staff there. 10 penalties on the Blue Hawks, 3 on Thayer Central. 6 first downs for the Blue Hawks, 7 for Thayer Central. They had 6 of those in that one long drive, which ended up in no points. So St. Cecilia gets a couple of big plays and scores, and the Titans put the longest drives together but can't get any points on the board, and St. Cecilia leads 21-0 here at halftime. Individually, St. Cecilia and the Titans, first of all, some team totals for you. St. Cecilia ran the ball for 99 yards in the first half, passed it for 50. Cannon Howell with 5 completions in 7 throws for 50 yards. The Blue Hawks rushed for 99. Avery Driscoll for 61. Tyler Wildern for 34. Cannon Howell for 4. Alex Sheehy catches 2 balls for 34. Driscoll 1 for 2. Alex Tino 1 for 13, and Tyler Willard 1 catch for 1 yard. The Blue Hawks 99 on the ground, 50 through the air, 149 total yards. St. Cecilia defense has given up less than 100 yards to the Titans, despite that one long drive by the Titans and another drive that got into St. Cecilia territory. The Blue Hawks have given up only 87 total yards, 55 on the ground to the Titans, and 32 through the air. So 87 total yards for the Titans. Running the football, Caleb Godekin has rushed for 34 yards. Tyler Hergett, the other running back, for 15. Jay Cotton, the quarterback, for 8. And Trev Mum, the wide receiver on the reverse play, gained 1 yard in 1 carry. Cotton has thrown the ball 6 times. He's completed 4. 3 of those receptions by Trev Mum, the leading receiver for the Titans. He's caught 3 for 31 yards and 1 catch for 1 yard to the running back Tyler Hergett for the Titans. St. Cecilia 149 total yards, the Titans 87. St. Cecilia with that most important stat, with 3 touchdowns to no points for the Titans, and the Blue Hawks have the 3-score lead here at halftime. We're going to take a timeout. When we return, we'll have some more halftime information for you and to get you updated on a few things, and we'll be back with that with the score here at halftime. St. Cecilia 21, Thayer Central nothing. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
It's that time of year again when flu shot season is upon us. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, as well as TRICARE, Coventry, and certain other insurance programs, cover flu shots free of charge. Pertussis, tetanus, pneumonia, and shingles vaccines are also covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Any questions? Call Bird's Pharmacy, 402-462-4466, for more information on your vaccination program.
Psst, hey, over here. It's me, your house. Instead of painting me this year, try Rolex Steel Siding. It's virtually maintenance-free and will keep me looking great for decades. Plus, I love all the rich designer colors. They're even guaranteed not to fade for 15 years. Put the ladder and paintbrush away and call the knowledgeable folks at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein at 756-5881 or look online at buysquaredeal.com. Buy and check out the Rolex Steel Siding and Soffits from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today.
From the ESPN Radio Studios, I'm Brad Beam. Some halftime numbers for you. First of all, the most important one to tell you about, not quite yet to halftime, but Adams Central with an absolutely commanding lead over St. Paul at Patriot Field here in town. It actually just did go to halftime. Adams Central leading 42-0. So a running clock for the second half of the Adams Central St. Paul game, a game you can hear on our sister station, 1230 KHAS. Some other halftime scores: Chase County over Minden, 14-0. Gothenburg and Kearney Catholic. Gothenburg has the lead, still with that weird score, 7-5. And in our game, it is Hastings St. Cecilia over Thayer Central, 21-0. And in the World Series, top of the fourth inning, we'll update you on that important game as well. It is 0-0, St. Louis and Boston, scoreless in Game 2 of the World Series. Now back out to Duncan Field and Blaine Bulis.
St. Cecilia with the lead of 21-0 here at Duncan Field tonight. Well, it sounds like Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell are going to have an early night over there at Adams Central as the Patriots just demolishing St. Paul. Wildcats have sure struggled this year. They're going to go winless on the football field this season, and they are outmanned tonight, the way it sounds, with Adams Central with the big lead there. And we'll have a running clock in the second half there with a 35-point advantage. St. Cecilia has put the shutout on Thayer Central so far, 21-0, kind of the bend a little bit by the St. Cecilia defense, but certainly not breaking. They've stopped Thayer Central a couple of times on downs in Blue Hawk territory, and the Blue Hawks have tacked up three touchdowns in this first half of play. Well, what's coming up tomorrow is going to be the football season coming to an end for Hastings High School as the Tigers will try to win their second game of the season. They will host Holdridge tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and you can hear that game on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. That'll have Mike and Will and Jimmy Purcell back working tomorrow night at Hastings High School. Pregame at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock on 1230 KHAS Radio. And no Hastings College Bronco football this week. This is a week off from conference play for the Broncos. So they are off this week, so no Hastings College football on Saturday. Of course, on Saturday, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, after having last Saturday off, will be back after things Saturday. Seems like Friday, doesn't it, football game? But it is just Thursday night. So a lot of the C1 and C2 teams playing tonight. The rest will play tomorrow night. The classes A and B will play tomorrow night as the regular season comes to an end. The football playoffs begin next Thursday, by the way. Back to the Huskers. They're playing Saturday, and they're playing in Minnesota. 11 o'clock kickoff up in Minneapolis, and the pregame show begins at 6 o'clock on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. 6 a.m. Saturday morning kickoff at 11. And this weekend you can hear Storm hockey on the Breeze tomorrow night. The Storm at Lincoln Saturday night. The Storm plays at Omaha against the Lancers. And pregame at 6:50 both nights on the Breeze. And then the first faceoff at 7:05. So football and hockey. We have Nebraska volleyball on Saturday on 1230 KHS. The Huskers at Michigan State, 6:30 pregame, first serve at 7 o'clock. So a lot of sporting activity. We'll have state cross-country reports on ESPN, the ESPN Superstation, right here on 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN tomorrow. And also on Classic Hits 98.9, our family of stations of Platte River Radio, the ESPN Superstation, Classic Hits 98.9. State cross-country reports beginning at noon and hourly on those radio stations of Platte River Radio tomorrow. Doug Duda will have those reports. The state cross-country meet in Kearney tomorrow. Reports on Classic Hits and the ESPN Superstation. So we have all kinds of sporting activity for you on the radio. The World Series will be on ESPN this weekend. Also college football, professional football. Just keep it to the stations of Platte River Radio, and you won't miss a thing. We'll take our final timeout here before halftime with the score, St. Cecilia 21, Thayer Central nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Get more than you expect.
Just a minute here.
Furniture Direct. When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Stop in and check out their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, and more. For even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers at Bob Sass Flowers.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. Third quarter about to begin. As we mentioned before this game started, each team losing one of their better players for this game. A concussion sidelining Patrick Herman, who's led the Blue Hawks with 824 yards on the ground. He's also caught four throws for 22 yards. Had a concussion last week in the Donovan Trumbull game, so he's not in there. And for Thayer Central, one of their better offensive players, Jacob Kniep, is injured. He has a tibia problem, and he is out of there, and he has rushed for 178 yards and caught passes for 78 on the season. So both teams losing key players tonight. Avery Driscoll has certainly filled in nicely at the tailback position. He's rushed for 61 yards, a couple scores. That's a couple of punt returns that have set up scores, and he's also had an interception. Gus Clark with an interception. So Saint Cecilia playing pretty well tonight, offensively and defensively, as they try to end the regular season 6-2. Again, the playoffs start next Thursday for Class of C1, C2, D1, and D2, Halloween night. And those pairings, official pairings, will come out, I believe, Saturday after all the games are done this weekend for all of the classes. The classes A and B won't start until a week from tomorrow night on a Friday. The kickoff by Thayer Central, Driscoll at about the 13-yard line, straight up the middle. Avery will get it out to about the 30-yard line in the third quarter underway. And St. Cecilia, who won the opening toss, deferred, take the ball in the second half. Driscoll on the return out to the Thayer Central, the St. Cecilia 30-yard line, first down, and 10 yards to go for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Again, they'll have Cannon Howell at quarterback. They got Avery Driscoll and Tyler Wilner as the running backs. This time in motion is Ryan Baker, and he'll take the handoff. Running that football for St. Cecilia is Ryan Baker, who came from the wide receiver position and took the handoff and ran it from his 30 to the 34, a pickup of 4 on the play for Ryan Baker, his first carry. He's been as a wide receiver tonight. The senior gets 4 to the 34, second down and 6 yards to go for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. If they can hang on, they'll end the regular season 6-2. Thayer Central 3-5, and both these teams may very well be in the playoffs. Even with a loss, Thayer Central may make it. Avery Driscoll gets Anna, breaks free, and he's gone. Driscoll through the first wave of tacklers. He's going to go 66 yards for a touchdown. No one can get close to Avery Driscoll, a 66-yard touchdown run for Avery Driscoll and a touchdown. Driscoll breaks through and with a burst of speed past the line of scrimmage and a 66-yard run for a touchdown, his third of the night. So the run on the second play from scrimmage this half, St. Cecilia scored on their first offensive play of the game, second play of this half, 27-0, Grant Schmidt with the try for the PAT. It is up and it is good again, 4-for-4 for Schmidt, and St. Cecilia has its fourth touchdown of the evening. 11:06 to go, third quarter, timeout on the field. St. Cecilia 28, Thayer Central nothing, back in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The return on that kickoff by Alex Gonzalez by Trev Munn. He'll get it out past the 30-yard line for Thayer Central. So the Titans will start there with their first series of downs in the second half. After that, electrifying 66-yard touchdown run by Avery Driscoll. Avery's putting in a pretty good claim to player of the game here tonight. It's 127 yards rushing, three scores for Driscoll. Also has a couple punt returns and an interception. There's a tackle in the backfield by St. Cecilia. A loss on the play, and guess who? Tyler Wilnard. Wilnard is, I don't think anybody's blocked Tyler. Now, this evening, a loss of three on that play back to the 28-yard line. A loss on the play of three, second down and 13 yards to go for the Titans at the 28. That may take a lot of steam out of the Titans' tanks here tonight. That touchdown made it 28-0. There's the handoff to Gannigan. He's pulled down in the backfield there. Lance Schmidt on the tackle for St. Cecilia.
Ball carried by Jodikin.
And it's at the 20s. Back at the 28. No gain there, so.
Third down and
14. So it's third and about 13 at the 28-yard line. Jay Cottom, the quarterback. Caleb Godekin, Tyler Hergen in the backfield. The Cottom rolls to his left, throws it this way, and it's going to be off the hand of Trev Munn, his favorite receiver, and Gus Clark on the coverage, but that one was a little behind Munn. And it's fourth and 13, and the Titans are going to have to punt, so the St. Cecilia takes two plays to score. The Titans go three and out. And St. Cecilia with a firm grasp of this football game. And the Blue Hawks would like to get the football and work on a few things offensively and put a little drive together. And they could get up by five touchdowns here. There's the snap. Godekin with the kick. Nice high punt. Driscoll at the 43-yard line to the 45. To midfield, he's pulled down from behind. Good defensive play there by Jared Marsh. Marsh takes Driscoll down, but there's a flag where Driscoll was downed, and there might be a little bit too aggressive on that tackle by Driscoll. Excuse me, on Driscoll. And there was a horse collar on that tackle. Horse collar penalty on Thayer Central. The football at the 48-yard line, it's going to be penalty yardage tacked off of 15 yards is that tackle. That's a new rule in football. That you can't horse collar or tackle around those pads up around the head area by tackling. You can't get inside the pads there and pull them down. That's a penalty, and that's a 15-yarder to the 33-yard line, first and 10, St. Cecilia. So after that 15-yard penalty on the horse collar tackle, first and 10, Blue Hawks at the 33, keeping in his Cannon Howe. Bounces down to about the 30-yard line before he's pulled down. Pretty good gain there by the senior quarterback, Cannon Howell. They'll move it to the 30. Inside the 30, give Cannon four there. So second and six for the Blue Hawks at the 29-yard line. 9:15 clock runs third quarter. St. Cecilia, the scoreboard says 27. Did I miss an extra point? I thought Grant made all four, but he might have missed that last one. But the signal went up with both hands. So there's a handoff to Driscoll. has some running room off right tackle. And Avery inside the 25-yard line. Might be a first down. Looks like down to the 22, and that's going to be a first down. A 7-yard pickup. The Blue Hawks needed 6. And Driscoll with the run there. It's close to the first down. And we're going to have our measurement. It's time for the Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang. They're coming in from the far sideline. And when was the last time you measured your savings on car insurance? For a free quote on auto, home, or life, contact your local shelter insurance agent. That's Jeb Brandt in Hastings, proud supporter of local area teams, students, and alum. Stop into 725 West 2nd Street in downtown Hastings or call Jeb at 402-463-3003 and seek shelter today. The Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang out there, and it is enough for a first down, a 7-yard pickup for Avery Driscoll and a Blue Hawk first down at the 22 of Thayer Central. Three backs now stacked behind Howe. The toss goes to Driscoll. Has some blockers in front of him. Driscoll dances his way to the 30. He's about to the 25-yard line, inside the 25, stretches that football out. And Avery has gained from the 22 to about the 13. He got 9 on the play. Second down and a yard to go. Driscoll now with 143 yards running the ball and 3 touchdowns, and it's second and a yard at the 13-yard line. Second and a yard at the 13. Three behind quarterback Howell, 3 running backs. Cannon turns, hands it off to Wildard, straight up the middle. Tyler Wildard will get close to the goal line, just a little bit short. Wildard right over center from the first man up, the fullback. He's a yard away at first and goal at the 1 for St. Cecilia. A 12-yard pickup there by Tyler Wildard. And it's first and goal about the 1-yard line for St. Cecilia. 7:57 clock runs third quarter. It is 27-0. So that last extra point was apparently missed by Tyler Willard. Missed by me, too. Howell over center. Keeps the football. Cannon Howell into the end zone for the touchdown. Cannon Howell with a 1-yard run. And Cannon, the quarterback, has run for 2 in this football game. A 1-yard run there by Cannon Howell. And it's St. Cecilia increasing its lead. 1-yard run, Howell. It's 33-0, so Grant Schmidt will try for his 4th extra point in 5 tries. Gus Clark again on the hold. Snapped a little high, but Clark grabs it. Schmidt with the kick. This one's up. No good. Must have been wide to the left and no good, so that's 2 in a row that haven't found the mark there for the Blue Hawks, but they score another touchdown. So with 7:44 to go in the third quarter, we'll take a timeout. St. Cecilia 33, Thayer Central nothing, back in 30 seconds.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Trev Munn takes that kickoff all the way out to the 40 for Thayer Central as St. Cecilia kicked off, and Munn gets it out to the 40-yard line, and that's where Thayer Central will start this series of plays. But Munn with a good return there. It's 33-0 Blue Hawks. They've scored twice in this quarter of play. There's the pass intended for Munn, incomplete.
Pass from Cottom to Trev Munn, incomplete.
Second down and 10 yards to go at the 40-yard line for Thayer Central. So St. Cecilia's missed the last couple extra point attempts, so they'd have a running clock going here in this third quarter. It's 33-0 Blue Hawks, but the defense of St. Cecilia throwing this shutout. Again, breaking a little bit, but bending a little bit, not breaking at all. There's a loss on the play. Back there in there on the play, the first St. Cecilia defender is the defensive tackle there. St. Cecilia, Michael Walls, he's there as a loss all the way back from the 40 to the 36, a loss of 4 yards on the play. And it's third down and 14 at the 36-yard line for Thayer Central. Caught him in the shotgun. Thayer Central's done nothing this third quarter. Cottom wants to throw, and he's going to be pulled down for another loss. Walls there, and also there for St. Cecilia is Trevor Ernst, but this one's going to be a penalty on St. Cecilia. Face mask on the Blue Hawks. So that loss is all the way back inside the 30, but St. Cecilia called for a five-yard penalty, so not a flagrant face mask, but a five-yard penalty will only move it back to the 33-yard line. So there was a loss there of 8 yards on that play, but a five-yard penalty on St. Cecilia makes it a net loss of about 3 on the play, and it's going to be third down. And about 11 yards to go for the Titans. There's the shovel pass to the running back, Hergen. He's going to get it out to about the 38 or 39.
Got him to
Hergen on the shovel pass. Moves it out to the 39, a pickup of only 3, and it's going to be fourth and long now for the
gain of 5 to the 38-yard line.
Fourth and about 12 on the play. 4th and 12. Not much there on that shovel pass and run. 4th and 12. For the Thayer Central Titans at their own 38-yard line. Godekin will punt. He does. Line drive kick. Cato at about the 27 fumbles the football, but gets back on it. Is Jeff Cato fumbled that punt, did Jeff, but he goes back and falls on it at the 25-yard line. And St. Cecilia will have it first down and 10 on their own 25-yard line.
25-yard line, first down and
10. The Hawks have not had a lot of long drives for scores. They got an interception, set them up at the 2. A punt return set them up at, the 19 for a score. Good little jaunt plays at the end of the first half. Avery Driscoll, 66-yard run. Driscoll has the football again here on the first down play. Moves it from his 25 out to the 28-yard line, second and 7 at the 28-yard line. Driscoll now with 146 yards rushing. So Avery, who comes into the football game with 206 yards on the ground, but this is his first extensive time at tailback. He's been the slot back starter for this season. Of course, the tailback's going to get a lot of the carries in the St. Cecilia offense. Cannon Howe turns on, reverses field, wants to throw. Now has to keep the football, comes this way, tries to avoid a tackler, does avoid one, but there's a penalty marker down. Howe to the near sideline. He's going to be pulled down for a loss on the play. Now back at the 25-yard line. So that one was just Howe got the football, pivoted to his right, went back to his left, wanted to throw. No one there open. Had to come back to his right, the near side of the field, ended up on the play losing 3 and a penalty marker on the play. And there's a hold on St. Cecilia. So that one was just no good kind of from the get-go. Back at the 25-yard line, a loss of 3 on that play as the Titans decline the penalty. So it's 3rd and about 10 for the Blue Hawks at the 25-yard line. So all of that running by Cannon lost 3 yards and just had nowhere to go trying to throw it. And Came back to his right, but did not have any blockers there. Third and 10 at the 25-yard line. Cannon Howell over center. Now wants to throw. Penalty marker on the play over the middle to Driscoll. Another penalty marker on the play. Driscoll will break free. He's pulled down at the 44-yard line, but we'll see what this one's all about, and St. Cecilia is going to have another penalty the way it looks. A little throw just over the middle to the tight end, and that one's going to be brought back. Another five-yarder on the Blue Hawks.
To the 40-yard line, third down and 15.
12 penalties on the Blue Hawks, and one play before this, a penalty decline. This one back to the 20-yard line on the illegal procedure. Third and 15 for the Blue Hawks at the 20-yard line, their own 20. So the Blue Hawks will not be happy with the number of penalties in this game tonight. Most of them have been the procedure and motion penalties this evening. Most of them have been for 5 yards, so it's certainly be things that the Blue Hawks will be working on before next Thursday in the first round of the playoffs. There's Cannon Howell has a wide open lane to run on the near sideline. He's going to be knocked out of bounds about the 30, and St. Cecilia is going to have to punt the football. Needed 15. Cannon got about 10, and the Blue Hawks are going to have to punt. And Aaron Gonzalez will come in and do that. There was a pickup of 10 for Howell, and it's fourth down and 5 yards to go for the Blue Hawks at the 30-yard line. So Cannon Howell picked up 10. He needed 15, and St. Cecilia will punt the football. Gonzalez will drop back and do the punting. Trev Mum will go back to receive. He stands at his own 35-yard line with 4:04 to go third quarter. It's 33-0 St. Cecilia. Gonzalez with the kick. Nice high kick. And a good St. Cecilia bounce inside the 35, inside the 30, inside the 25-yard line. Downed by Alex Sheehy at the Thayer Central 22-yard line. So Thayer Central will start first and 10 on their own. They put that football down and the 23-yard line. So a nice punt by Gonzalez. He kicked it from his 30. Got a good bounce. 47-yard kick for Alex. And the Titans start at their own 23, first down and 10 yards to go. Jay Cottom, the quarterback, the junior over center for Thayer Central. The toss play goes to Godekin, and he's got three Blue Hawks there. Nowhere to go for the running back, Godekin. Walls is there. Wilnard is there. Gus Clark is there. A loss from the 23 back to about the 18. A loss of 5 on the play.
Second down and 15 from the 18-yard line.
And just no running room at all this half for the Titans. Here's the handoff to the running back. There's some running room, and running that football out to past the 25-yard line is Godekin. He moved it from the 18 out to the 28-yard line. Got 10, and it's going to be third down and 5 yards to go. But there haven't been too many long running plays for the Titans. That's only 32 yards for Godekin on the evening. 53 yards on the ground now for Thayer Central. That's all they've got. It's third and 5 at the 28-yard line. 2:33 clock runs in this fourth quarter of play. McCottum on the toss to Herget. Herget will get a first down past the 35-yard line on the run there. So there's a first down running play. First down gained on that running play. 36-yard line, a pickup of 8 for Herget. He's rushed for 23. Godekin's rushed for 32. It's 55 of the rushing yards, 55 of the 64 for the Titans. First and 10 at the 36 for Thayer Central. Clock runs 2:12 to go third quarter. 33-0 St. Cecilia. Handoff goes to Godekin. He'll get it out to about the 40-yard line. I know the Titans like to run the football, but they're kind of not really going to a passing game here as far as trying to get back in this ball game. They or four scores behind, and they're working on the running plan. They hope that they can use next week. They make the playoffs. There's a tackle on the play. Nice tackle there by Lance Schmidt. As running that football was the quarterback Cottom. He moved it from the 40 to the 43-yard line. It's going to be third down and three at the 43-yard line. So Cottom got three there. And it's third and three for the Titans at their own 43. They come up in the I formation. Cottom will turn, hand the ball off to Hergett. He will get past the 45 for a first down. Hergett moves it from the 43 to the 47. He got four, needed three, first down. So Hergett with 4 yards there and a Titan first down. I had them for nine, St. Cecilia for eight first downs in the game. First and 10 at the Thayer Center, 47 with 105 to go in the third. Toss to Godekin. Heads to the far sideline. He'll get maybe a yard as the Blue Hawks force that one to the inside. And a pickup of a short yard on up to the 48, a pickup of one there by Godekin. Second down and nine at the Titans' 48-yard line. Caught him, the quick throw to the near side to Munn. Munn wants to run this way. There to make the tackle. Another nice tackle there. St. Cecilia with Zach Kitten. Nice play there. 48-yard line to midfield. A pickup of two on the play. Munn with his fourth catch. And it's going to be third down and 7 yards to go at midfield for the Titans. Third and seven at midfield. Final 10 seconds of this third quarter. Cotton, the quarterback, gets the football, hand the football off to Hergett. He's going to be pulled down maybe for 1 yard, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So the Titans will face a fourth down and about five when the fourth quarter begins. That's the end of three quarters in the books with the score. St. Cecilia 33, Thayer Central nothing. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
And from the ESPN studios, I'm Brad Beam. A quick update on the game on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, Adams Central. Handily winning over St. Paul. Score stands at 49-0 in the third quarter. Now back out to the friendly confines of Duncan Field and Blaine Bulis.
Okay, thank you very much, Brad Beam, and welcome back to Duncan Field. About ready to begin the fourth quarter with St. Cecilia scoring a couple times in that third quarter, up their lead to 33-0. Thayer Central with the ball starting this fourth quarter, and they face a fourth down and six at the 49, and they're just going to go for it. What the heck do they care? Cotton will throw it. It's going to be incomplete, but here comes a flag. It's going to be pass interference on St. Cecilia. And look like the Blue Hawks hit their intended receiver just a little bit too early there before the incompletion, and that's going to be pass interference on the Blue Hawks, I believe. It is, and that'll be an automatic first down for the Thayer Central Titans. That was a fourth down play, but a little bit too aggressive on that defense there. A 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Move it down to the 33-yard line. First and 10, Thayer Central at the St. Cecilia 33-yard line. So the 15-yarder on the Blue Hawks, first and 10 at the 33-yard line. Cottom will take the football. He will hand off to Godekin. Missed by one tackler, but no gain on the play. The Blue Hawks have been swarming. They've had two or three tacklers, it seems, on every play that the Titans have been running, so they've been moving to the ball well. No gain there by Godekin. He has 38 yards rushing. The Titans have a tough 74 yards on the ground. That's it tonight. Second and 10 at the 33. The toss goes to Gettigan, and he wants to throw. Does on the near sideline. It's in the air, and it's going to be knocked down. Cato there, Driscoll there, as they double-teamed Mum, and knocked down by Cato and incomplete. So the halfback pass there by Gettigan is incomplete, and it's third down and 10 for the Titans at the Blue Hawk 33-yard line. 11:16 to go. We're early in the fourth. St. Cecilia has this one well in hand, leading 33-0. Now the shotgun by Cottom. Two backs back there with the quarterback. Will hand the football off and hit behind the line of scrimmage. A fumble. Thayer Central gets on the ball, but the running back was clobbered at the line of scrimmage. Sam Young was in there on defense, and he hit the running back back at the 37-yard line, a loss of four. There was a fumble on the play as the Titans got on the football, but the play with a four-yard loss, and it's fourth and 14. So a four-yard loss on that running play. Fourth and 14 for the Titans, and they're going to go far one more time here in this fourth quarter, down by 33 points. They got to do something, try to get on the board here. And Cottom wants to throw, does, near sideline long, in the air, knocked down by Cato, incomplete, and the Titans turn it over on downs once again. Jeff Cato with the defense there. The Titans out of downs, and the Blue Hawks first and 10 on their own 37-yard line. So we'll see how long the Blue Hawks go with the first unit. This is the last regular season game. St. Cecilia is going to be in the playoffs starting next Thursday. Again, the class of C1, C2, D1, D2 start their playoffs next Thursday night. Halloween night, October 31st, is the first round. Here's the handoff to Wildard, runs the football. Tyler breaks about three tackles, still on his feet near sideline. Wildard is going to go for a touchdown as he broke about three tacklers on that run, got out of the grasp of a couple more, and a 63-yard touchdown run by Tyler Wilnard. Wow! Wilnard with the touchdown run, and that puts that proverbial final nail in the coffin. That's it. The Titans are pretty much done here. It's 39-0, and Grant Schmidt's going to try the extra point. 63-yard touchdown run. Boy, the big plays tonight. A couple long touchdown runs and interception, punt return. St. Cecilia has played a pretty good all-around game. And the extra point there is good, and it's 40-0 with 10:14 to go. We'll have a running clock when we return. The Blue Hawks are up 40-0. We'll take a timeout with 10:14 to go. St. Cecilia 40. Thayer Central nothing. Back with the kickoff in 30 seconds.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider. Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
10:14 to go, but St. Cecilia scores its sixth touchdown of this game, a 63-yard run by Tyler Wilnard. And St. Cecilia has the 40-0 lead, which means we're going to have a running clock for the rest of this one unless the Titans can score and get it under 35 points. Gonzalez with the kickoff. Munn will let it go into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback, and Thayer Central will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So that takes any wind at all out of the sails of Thayer Central. They We'll play this one out here. They're going to do what they can the rest of this game. And they were 21st in the point standings as far as playoff consideration is concerned. And 32 teams, you know, make the field in Class C2. So Bear Central, even with a loss and a 3-5 record, could get into the playoffs. At the 25-yard line, St. Cecilia will be there next week, and the completion there to Munn from Cottom. Munn with his fifth catch of the game from the 20 to the 25, a pickup of 5 on the play, and it's 2nd and 5 at the 25-yard line for Thayer Central. The handoff this time goes to Godekin. Godekin tackled near those shoulder pads again, but that was a tackle around those shoulder pads on the play. Mason Furman, the senior, with a nice tackle. A pickup of 6 and a first down at the 31-yard line. Godekin got 6 on the play. And it's a first down for Thayer Central. There's the handoff to Godekin, tripped up. Sam Young, who was on the field, Godekin kind of tripped over Sam. And the football, no gain. 2nd and 10 at the 31. Again, we're on a running clock the final 10 minutes of this game. Godekin with no gain there. 2nd down and 10 yards to go for the Titans. Now there is a timeout. The clock stopped here with 8:55. Officials timeout here. As we got a Thayer Central player on the turf, and it looks like it's Tyler Herget. Tyler, who's been running that football this evening and also playing a defensive back on defense, and he's down on the turf. And looks like this might be a leg problem. Now he gets up okay, but a little gingerly on the left leg, and Herget maybe finished, because if the finish for the night, because if the Titans do make the playoffs, they don't want to get anybody hurt here. And Herget off under his own power on the far sideline. They want as many people healthy as they can, of course, for the playoffs. Already missing Jacob Kniep, one of their better offensive players, one of their better players. He's injured, and I don't know if he would be available for the playoffs. He had his tibia in a cast earlier. There's the handoff to Godekin. Godekin is hit to the turf about the 32. They pick up a 1 on the play, and it's going to be 3rd down and about 9 yards to go for the Titans. Godekin with 1 there. Clock continues to run. 8.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. St. Cecilia will end this regular season with 6 wins and 2 losses on the season. They'll finish 2nd in the district. They'll be in the Class C2 playoffs starting next Thursday. Again, those official pairings, I believe, will be coming out on Saturday. So we'll see what's going on there. There's a pass incomplete intended for Munn on the 12th throw, 7 completions for Jay Cottom, the quarterback. 4th down and 9 yards to go for the Titans. They're at their own 32, and they are going to kick this one away. Godekin's going to go back and kick it. As we run with 7:45 to go in the ballgame, and St. Cecilia with the 40-0 lead. 40-0 Blue Hawks. The Titans are going to be 3-5 in the regular season. There's a high snap, but Godekin will get it and gets the kick away, almost blocked. And a fair catch off the receiver Driscoll. There's a flag on the play. Avery might not have been given enough room to catch that punt. He signaled for a fair catch, and it kind of bounced off. It looked like it bounced off his knee. It was recovered by St. Cecilia, but there is a flag on the play, and it looks like maybe Driscoll was not given enough room to catch that punt. Yeah, a little interference on that play on the Titans, and that will be a penalty on Thayer Central, and that football moved all the way into Thayer Central territory. A 15-yarder moves it all the way down to the 43-yard line of Thayer Central. 1st and 10 for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia with the football, going to get some second unit people in there. Grant Schmitz, the quarterback, running the football on the first down play is Dayton Seeley. And Dayton rushes that football from the 43 down to the 30-yard line. He got 13 yards and a first down. 1st and 10 on the Thayer Central 30. Grant Schmidt, the freshman's in at quarterback. We got the Dayton Seeley running the tailback position. Daniel Harden, who's played some a defense tonight. It also played running back this season, and he's out there for St. Cecilia. Schmidt will hand off to Harden, and Thomas will run. Excuse me, Daniel Harden, excuse me, from the 30 to the 27, second down and 7 yards to go. So Harden picks up 3 second and seven, Blue Hawks at the 27-yard line. So St. Cecilia's got Seth Kierkegaard in there. We'll try to get some of these names for St. Cecilia. David Wynn is a wide receiver to the left. In motion on the play for St. Cecilia is Alex Tino's back in action this evening. St. Cecilia's got the
penalty marker down, and it is
Mason Furman out there. Legal procedure on the Blue Hawks. We'll move it back to the 32-yard line, second and 12 at that 32-yard line. Cecilia's got Braden Poppy, a sophomore, in at left tackle. Going to get some of these other numbers for the Blue Hawks. In motion is Tino. Schmidt on the toss to Harden. Daniel runs it inside to the 30-yard line. And maybe the 27. Blue Hawks needed 12. They got about, see where they spot it. They'll put it down at the 28. We'll give him 4 on the play. Daniel gets 4. St. Cecilia with a 3rd and 8 at the 28. 5.5 minutes to go. Running clock, fourth quarter, 40-0 St. Cecilia. Cecilia's got Cody Zexer is still in right guard for St. Cecilia. Grant Schmidt, the freshman, avoids one tackler as he keeps the football. Still on his feet, and now Schmidt goes down. But not much there. Yeah, they'll move it down to the 27. A pickup of 1 there for Schmidt. And it's 4th down and 7 for St. Cecilia, and they'll probably run the football one more time. Certainly not going to punt in this situation and too far away for field goal. So we'll have another running play here. With the Blue Hawks, Schmidt over center. Will turn and keep the football, hand the football off, running it, but going to be short of the first down. Is Alex Tino. He moved it from the 27 to the 24. Pick up a 3, but that's going to be short of the first down. But the Blue Hawks really don't mind. They turn the ball over on downs, and it's going to be 1st and 10, Thayer Central, at their own 24-yard line. 1st and 10, Blue Hawks turn it over on down. Second unit gets some playing time in there, and they'll have some new guys in on defense. We got Chris Lee out there, one of the cornerbacks for St. Cecilia. Grant Schmidt's going to stay in and play a little defense. And there's a whistle before the snap. St. Cecilia takes a timeout on the play. So we'll take a timeout with 4:07 to go in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 40. Thayer Central nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. St. Cecilia has rolled up 348 total yards. We're going to play out the final few minutes here. St. Cecilia's got Sam Young out there on defense. They've got Zach Glass, a freshman out there playing some defense. Grant Schmidt's also out there in defense, as mentioned. He's also a freshman. There's the handoff. Running the football is going to be, that looked like, and running the football for Thayer Central is a new guy in the backfield, and might have been Preston Reese. It looked like 35, but there's no 35 on the roster. So, second and 8 at the 26-yard line. Godekin will come this way. Godekin against the second-team defense, a big gain, maybe for a first down. Godekin still in there running the football. Moved it from his 26-yard line out to the 35, a pickup of 9 and a first down for Thayer Central. 9-yard pickup for Godick, and he's reached 50 yards net. First and 10 on the 35-yard line with 3:15. Clock runs, fourth quarter, 40-0 Bluehawks. Hand off to Godekin. And still running that football, Caleb Godekin, the senior. And he moves it from the 35 out to the 42. He picked up seven on the play. And it's third down and about 3 yards to go. Luke Consbrook, a freshman at a corner now for St. Cecilia. Caught and throws it across the middle, and it's going to be caught. Nice catch on the play there by Robert Dodes. So the Titans getting a little offensive production against the second unit of St. Cecilia as everybody's getting a chance to get into the football game here. Robert Dodes with his first catch, and it's a first down for Thayer Central on that 12-yard pickup. Dodes with the catch and a 12-yard pickup, first and 10 at the St. Cecilia 46-yard line. There's the throw far sideline, catching the football, and still running, still on his feet is on inside the 20 with 2:05 to go. Another first down from the 46-yard line all the way down to the 17, a 29-yard pickup there. First and 10. And there's the handoff to Godekin. Godekin to about the 15. He gets a couple. Well, Thayer Central, they're keeping their first unit in there. They want to score. St. Cecilia's running their third unit defensive players, but there's a football on the ground the way it looks. The clock continues to run, and St. Cecilia recovers. A turnover by the Thayer Central Panthers, Titans, their third, and St. Cecilia falls on that fumble. So the Titans are going to end up not scoring in this game. It's first and 10 at the 15-yard line. St. Cecilia recovers that fumble. And the Bluehawks will have it first and 10. Clocking. With 1:02 to go, we'll take a timeout. We'll keep it here during this timeout. St. Cecilia will run maybe a play or two here as they're going to win this ball game. They lead it by the score of 40-0. And the Bluehawks will end the regular season with 6 wins and 2 losses and begin Class C2 playoffs next Thursday night. St. Cecilia's defense on the evening has given up not a whole lot of yardage. 97 yards on the ground is all Thayer Central able to muster. And St. Cecilia will have the football. Schmidt at quarterback will turn, hand that football off, running it right up the middle of the 20-yard line. Nice run there of 5.
Zach Glass
in there at fullback. So Zach Glass picks up yardage out to the 19-yard line. Give him 4 on the play. And this will be the last play. 2nd and 6 at the 14. 35 seconds to go. Schmidt will hand the football off once again, running for the Blue Hawks, which will be the last play of the football game. Before no gain on the play, and St. Cecilia will have a third down, but that's going to be the last play of the game. The Bluehawks don't have to run another play. This ball game is going to come to an end, and St. Cecilia is going to win it. They may try to get one more playoff. These second and third unit guys want to get out there and get a playoff. Hey, we want to get in on the fray here. 5 seconds to go. Schmidt over center, and St. Cecilia is going to run another play. And they are going to have running it up the middle and a nice run to end this football game. For St. Cecilia, it looked like Zach Glass got that football out to the 25, and he got 5, and that's the final play of the football game. And the Blue Hawks win it, scoring in every quarter, and end their regular season with a 40-0 victory over the Thayer Central Titans. And St. Cecilia with big plays to score, big plays by the defense and special teams to set up touchdowns And the Blue Hawk defense giving up under 150 yards of total offense, right around that mark. We'll give you all the details when we return. That's the end of this one. The final score, Saint Cecilia 40, Thayer Central nothing. We'll be back to talk about it in 2 minutes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. This one in the books tonight. St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 40 to nothing over Thayer Central. And the Blue Hawks end the regular season with 6 wins and 2 losses. Thayer Central falls to 3-5. The Blue Hawks will be in the Class C2 playoffs next Thursday. We'll know, I believe, the official pairings will be released Saturday. We'll know who everybody plays and where they play, and the times will be scheduled early next week. So those C1, C2, D1, D2 playoffs begin next Thursday. The A and B playoffs begin 1 week from tomorrow night, Friday, November the 1st. So St. Cecilia with the win tonight, 40 to nothing. The Blue Hawks scored in every quarter of this game. So the offense was percolating along. They had more than 350 yards of total offense, did the Blue Hawks. They gave up less than 200 on the evening, but a lot of that coming in the last sequence of plays for the Titans as they were working against the second, third unit people for St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks played very well defensively, a little bit of a bend in the first half, but no break, and an outstanding second half effort by St. Cecilia on defense as they gave up no long drives in that second half. And the Blue Hawk offense with around 300, had them for 357 total yards. St. Cecilia forced an interception on the first series of the game by Thayer Central. The interception by Gus Clark moved the football on a 25-yard interception down to the 2-yard line. First offensive play for St. Cecilia was an Avery Driscoll 2-yard touchdown run on the first play after that interception. Grant Schmidt with the extra point, 7-0 at the 10:44 mark in period number one. Cannon Howell then, after a punt return by Avery Driscoll, a 28-yard punt return, moved the football down to the 19-yard line of Thayer Central on the next series of plays for St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks move it down to the 3, where quarterback Cannon Howell takes it in for the touchdown run. At 6:27 of the first quarter, Schmidt with the extra point, 14-0 St. Cecilia. That was the score after one. In the second quarter of play, St. Cecilia scored on a 15-yard run by Avery Driscoll with 34 seconds to go in the first half, 21-0. St. Cecilia on the third extra point by Schmidt, 21-0 Hawks at the break. in the third quarter. A big 66-yard run by St. Cecilia's Avery Driscoll on the first offensive series of the second half of play for the Blue Hawks. Driscoll runs 66 yards. Another extra point by Schmidt made it 28-0 St. Cecilia with 11:06 to go in the third quarter. Cannon Howell then a one-yard run in the third quarter for the score for the Blue Hawks. A missed extra point there. It was 33-0 at 7:44 to go in period number three. It was 33-0 Blue Hawks after three. And in the fourth quarter, Tyler Wilnard breaks about three or four tackles, maybe more, on a 63-yard touchdown run. The extra point good. St. Cecilia scored and led 40-0 with 10:14 to go. The clock goes into the continuous run, and St. Cecilia won it by the score of 40-0. And the Blue Hawks on the evening rushed for 307 yards, passed for 50, 357 total yards. Avery Driscoll playing tailback tonight, injured Patrick Herman. Driscoll moving from the slot back to the tailback tonight, rushed for 146 yards and three touchdowns. Also a couple punt returns for Driscoll and an interception on defense. So Driscoll with 146 on the ground. Tyler Wilner with that 63-yard run for the final score netted 109 yards on the ground tonight for St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell completed five throws tonight in seven attempts. Two catches for Alex Sheehy for 34 yards, leading the way there for St. Cecilia. Alex Tino won for 13 yards on the evening. Driscoll caught one ball, as did Tyler Wilnard for St. Cecilia. So 307 on the ground, 50 through the air, 357 total yards for St. Cecilia. Howell throwing for 50 and also running for 15 tonight for St. Cecilia. The St. Cecilia defense holding Thayer Central to 97 yards on the ground, 59 by Caleb Godekin, 83 yards through the air for Thayer Central on 7-8 completions for Jay Cottom, 8 completions for 83 yards, 6 catches for Trev Mum, the leading receiver for the Titans, for 67 yards on those 6 catches for Mum, but far short of being on the victorious side for the Thayer Central Titans. They had a long drive in that first half and another drive into St. Cecilia territory, but not much going in the second half. And St. Cecilia's defense strong against the rush all evening along. And again, a lot of that 180 total yards made up in the final series by the Titans as they had their first unit still on the field of their specialty players. And the St. Cecilia defense was into the second and third unit in the Blue Hawks. Win it by the score of 40-0 as they dominate defensively, offensively also, and win this football game to end the regular season with 6 wins and 2 losses on the campaign. I know a point that's going to be made to the players, and St. Cecilia will be working on before those playoffs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 penalties on St. Cecilia tonight in this football game. So they're going to be a lot of procedure penalties, motion, that type of thing. But St. Cecilia, despite that, rest of the game, offensively, defensively, special teams, all very good tonight. And the Blue Hawks win it by the score of 40-0. They are 6-2. Playoffs begin next Thursday. Thayer Central 3-5. They feel they, even with a loss, will have a chance to make those C2 playoffs. And they'll know for sure come a Saturday. They may have it all figured out tomorrow once all the games are in, but a lot of the C1, C2 games will, of course, be tomorrow night, so they won't know for sure until Saturday, as will all the teams in the playoffs who didn't win their districts that have to make it on wild card points. But that's all for Saturday. Tonight, this Thursday night, St. Cecilia wins it 40-0 this evening. Stay tuned. We're not finished here at Duncan Field on this beautiful, cool, crisp evening. With no breeze at all, St. Cecilia's Players of the Game will be announced. We'll name our Players of the Game. That program's up next. And then after that, we'll have the coaches' post-game show. We expect to hear from Randy Ahrens, the defensive coordinator for St. Cecilia, about this game here this evening. Stay tuned. That'll do it for the play-by-play portion. The final score, once again, St. Cecilia 40 and Thayer Central nothing. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game show is up next.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show. It's all coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Hastings.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Time now for the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Back at Duncan Field, Blaine Bulis with you. St. Cecilia wins it over Thayer Central 40-0 on the evening as the Blue Hawks score in all four quarters, and the defense allowing 180 yards, but again, a lot of that coming on the final drive by Thayer Central. Central against the second, third unit people for St. Cecilia. So good defensive effort, good offensive effort. Offensively, Avery Driscoll from the tailback position tonight, rushing for 146 yards, three scores. Cannon Howell runs for a couple at quarterback. Tyler Wilner, a 63-yard run for a touchdown. He had over 100 on the ground and played very well defensively, as did the entire defensive unit for St. Cecilia. So we'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll name our St. Cecilia players of the game right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
All right, the players the game tonight from Duncan Field. Let's see. We're going to give it to a couple of guys. Avery Driscoll, who moved back to the tailback position. He's been playing slot back most of the year for the injured Patrick Herman. Avery tonight on the ground, 146 yards, ran for three scores, had a couple nice punt returns. The first one set up the second score of the night. Driscoll, after a Gus Clark interception, ran for a touchdown. He ran for three, 146 yards on the ground, three scores. Avery Driscoll kind of representing the offense and the defense. So give it to Tyler Wilner, too. Great job from the linebacker spot. I don't know for sure how many tackles Tyler had, but he had a bunch of them and also ran for 109 yards, including that 63-yard touchdown run where he broke about four or five tackles for the final score of the evening. So Avery Driscoll, Tyler Wilner, and a nod to all the St. Cecilia seniors in their last regular season game here at Duncan, and for the Blue Hawks as our players of the game tonight. St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 40-0 over Thayer Central. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
You've been listening to the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings.
Back at Duncan Field, St. Cecilia with the 40-0 victory over Thayer Central in the regular season finale for these Class C2 football teams. And Randy Aarons joins us, the defensive coordinator, assistant football coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. 40-0, coach, and some big plays tonight offensively and on special teams, setting up some scores. The defense plays well all around, despite, what, the 14 penalties, I guess, which is maybe not the best part of the game. But overall, very good game by the Blue Hawks tonight. You took care of business. I know that's what you'll do tonight.
Well, who's keeping track of penalties?
I am. I raised my hand.
And we know that. And the disappointing thing for us in that situation is that we did have a high number of penalties. And one of our coaches said on the sideline, that's two home games in a row. So it's something that we really have to concentrate. We really have to work on. There's a saying out there, if it happens in a game, it happens in practice. And so we really have to focus on cleaning up that part of our game. But, boy, we got off to a great start tonight. Defensively, I think we had, 14 points. We only run about four or five plays. And so that was something that we really needed to take care of and really needed to get after it. And it was a great way for our kids to start.
Yes, there were much, much more good news and good things happened tonight for St. Cecilia in this game. Yeah, Gus Clark with the interception, first big play in their first series. And Avery Driscoll, then, he runs on the first offensive play. So, yeah, you have one offensive play. You have a score. But Gus Clark played very well tonight, too, and he's played very well all season long. But he sets up the first touchdown. And when the defense can do that and get the offense at the two-yard line, they got to say thank you to each other, don't they?
Well, and it sure is nice to see something like that for Gus Clark, because he's really played well defensively for us. And you saw some tonight, some things, how quick he closes in the open field. And boy, he gets after it in the open field. But we work on that. We really talk about it. And we got to say, Packers, you're deep, deep, and deeper. Well, and he was deeper that time, and he picked it off and made a nice run. I thought he got right up the sidelines. And so it was a good start to us and kind of gives us a chance to take a deep breath and then get after it again.
Yeah. And they get the ball. They get the ball back then, and have to punt it away. And Avery Driscoll makes a nice return down at what I believe to the 19. And then a few plays later, Cannon Howell takes it in, and he scored a couple on the ground. So he did a good job of leadership tonight, running this offense. And yeah, you have 14 points, and we haven't played half of the first quarter, so that kind of can really get a running team like they are kind of maybe back on their heels a little bit. But your defense played pretty strongly all evening long.
Yeah, we did. And that's one of the things that, we've really prided ourselves on here in the past. We just feel if we can give ourselves a chance and be in the game long enough with our defense that we'll figure some things out on offense. But, the Thayer Central group, we knew they'd be tough because they look pretty good on film. And, they've gotten beat by good teams this year. It's not anything, they're not a slouch by any stretch of the imagination. People look at their scores, but if they watch them on film, if they watch them here at the game night, they would know that that's a solid group. And that's something that, have to guard against when you see a team 3-4, and I think our kids knew that, and we were ready to go, and we just hope to build on it from here on out.
I think your kids knew, and obviously we knew. We talked about it with Coach Tesman in the pregame show. You knew you were going to be playing against the team. Coach Lonick done a real good job. It's going to be tough. It's going to be probably hard hitting, but overall defense, they bent a little bit in that first half of that long drive by Thayer Central, but they forced a couple fourth downs and on downs, turned the ball over bent a little bit. But then in the second half, really, they gave up minimal yardage till late in the game when you had your reserves in there. But so the defense appeared to get stronger as the game went on.
Yeah, and then the drive we started at the 3-yard line, I think it was just, oh my.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we'd have them, and it'd be third and long, and then we had, brush the face mask, had a penalty. And I'm just, I'm putting a scenario out there, and I don't know if that was the case, or we did something, we jumped off sides, something that just gave them just a little bit more, and then they'd hit us pretty hard and get a nice run out there and be second and short. So we played on our heels a little bit that series. But as you said, at halftime, we really tightened up in the second half. And at halftime, we said, guys, we're not making any changes other than we need to be more aggressive and we need to get after a little bit better and see what we do on defense. So we did not make any changes other than say, guys, let's get after it this half.
In that second half, your first series, your first series in the first half, you scored. And, boy, just a very, very nice run by Avery Driscoll. Really showed some speed once he got past that line of scrimmage. And then the run by Tyler Willard in the fourth quarter for a touchdown, he certainly wasn't tired. He broke, I think, four or five tackles. So some plays there, and that can really take the air out of sails of anybody, and I'm sure it did, especially that first first series touchdown in third quarter, but those were some great runs by those kids.
Yeah, and you know, give our guys credit up front, because a lot of times any situation, any level, a lot of times the guys up front get overlooked, and you know, they did a nice job with Alex Sheehy at tight end. You got Trevor Ernst and Tommy O'Keefe, and at center Dallas Kimmenaw, and then you got Ty Mangers and Lance Schmidt playing on the other side, and Ryan Baker played slot back tonight. So those guys did a nice job, and I thought Avery got stood up just a little bit. I wasn't sure because I couldn't see him. Then he squirted out of there, and he did show some spin breakaway speed there, and you know, so that was a nice touchdown. Then you mentioned Tyler Wilnert out here. What a nice run for him. What a good thing for him, because he had that nice long touchdown run. How many fullbacks go 63 yards on a fullback give? You know, and so it was neat to see him have a great run like that. You know, towards the end of the game there.
Yeah, and it was a fullback. He's playing that. You know, got to do a lot of blocking. Got to be tough there. But I tell you, it was a. He showed some pretty good speed there too. And yeah, you know, you watch the Blue Hawks, and if you do watch them game in and game out, of course you do, and you coach them every day. A lot of tough kids on this team. They're tough. They just display very hard just all the time, don't they, Coach?
Yeah, and that's something I think it's kind of ingrained in their minds, is that at this point in the season, it's really we got to take a step forward. But throughout the course of the season, I think Coach Tesmer does a great job of really, you know, one game at a time, improve each practice. And so we do have that opportunity, and the kids, they take a lot of pride in getting better and playing hard and practicing hard, but yet they need a lot of credit because they take a lot of time, by themselves, of film study, meeting together, group bonding, you know, things like that when they're studying film. And so it does make some things, you know, easier for us than if we didn't have that, if they didn't do that as well.
Okay, so we're the point. You Blue Hawks take care of business tonight, like you wanted to do, and I don't believe anybody was hurt or anything like that. As far as they'll have the bumps and bruises as they do after every game, and so I guess we'll start 0-0. I mean, find out Saturday, but the Blue Hawks, they're going to be in the playoffs, and your guys know that. So I guess it's. Find out who you play Saturday and start going to work on that. But we're kind of at that proverbial set all the time. New season. It's now starting next week. It's win and move on, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yes, it is. And for people that haven't been involved in team sport or haven't been involved, you know, at a high level, sometimes it's difficult to understand. You know, now it's when it really the kids put a lot of pressure on themselves, because it's one and you're done. If you play poorly and you meet up against a good team, that's what you run into. And so it is a high pressure situation for these guys, you know. But yet I think they've prepared for it. Our seniors, you know, tonight their last home game, a regular season home game here at Duncan, were able to go out on a high note. And I think with the home game next week, they just love playing here. And so we'll be prepared. We'll give it our best. And we're just going to come out and take it one game at a time, as we have, for 20 years here, and see where we go. And it's going to be one of those things that the kids will be supported. You know, band's here tonight and pregame playing. We've got the music going. Have a lot of fans. The support that they get, I think, is just a neat feeling for them. And so we'll do our best as we move forward.
Yeah, and everything is people going to the playoffs. Every team that goes in the playoffs, everything they've done during the season builds up to that. Everything they've done in the season gets them to the playoffs, and that's what's important too. It's you're not starting completely over. Everything you built for is in the playoffs, and that's what you shoot for. So, Coach, congratulations, especially to the guys and Coach Tesmer and all the staff. And we'll talk to you next week and see what lies ahead in the C2 playoffs.
Yep, and so we'll see where we go from there. And it's just fun being a minor cog in this. Our kids are, you know, who we do this for, and the kids are the ones that, you know, give the great effort. And the coaches, we're lucky to have the support of the kids, the parents, the school. And it's fun being around them, because the kids give it their all. They're able to leave the field smiling, knowing they gave their best. And that's a neat feeling for us.
And no, they have at least one more game to go, and they hope five, you know. So that's where they are, right, Coach? I'm sure they're very happy with things about this season, because you know they were coming, and this is their team, and so they made their mark so far, and they are to be congratulated, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And so, as you said, every team hopes for it. We hope to work for it, and we hope to move forward, and we're going to do our best to, you know, represent our school and know that we've been blessed with talent. We've been blessed with good attitudes, good spirit, good school community, So we feel that, and we're going to build on that because of the blessings we've received throughout the year.
All right. Coach, thanks for coming up again. Appreciate it. Blue Hawks win it tonight and the regular season, and they will be in the playoffs next week. Randy Ahrens, thank you so much, Coach. Appreciate that, and we will talk with Coach Ahrens and St. Cecilia folks next week. They win it tonight here by the score of 40-0. We'll take our timeout. We'll wrap things up at Duncan Field right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Okay, we'll wrap things up here at Duncan Field with St. Cecilia winning the football game by the score 40-0 tonight over the Thayer Central Titans here this evening. The Blue Hawks score in all four quarters of the game. Avery Driscoll has three touchdown runs. Cannon Howell, two. Tyler Wilnard, one. St. Cecilia gets a strong defensive effort, giving up only 180 yards. Again, the first unit defense giving up a lot less than that, as a lot of those yards against the second and third unit. St. Cecilia rolled up 357 total yards on the evening, 146 on the ground for Avery Driscoll, 109 for Tyler Wilder. Special teams good with a couple of punt returns and the extra points, 4 out of 6 tonight. St. Cecilia wins it by the score 40-0. The Blue Hawks end the regular season with 6 wins and 2 losses. Thayer Central will end its regular season with 3 wins and 5 losses. The Blue Hawks will be in the C2 playoffs starting next week, and Thayer Central has a pretty good feeling that they are going to be in despite the loss and a 3-5 record. You can still make the playoffs with even with the losing record. It depends on your points against teams you've beaten and teams that have beaten you and so on and so forth. But all that formula will be put into brackets Saturday, and we'll have the pairings announced then, and we'll see if the Titans make the playoffs. St. Cecilia will be in there starting next Thursday, October 31st, for classes C1, C2, D1, and D2, and of course we'll fill you in on all the schedule of games on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. The regular season comes to an end tonight with St. Cecilia defeating Thayer Central by the score of 40-0. That will do it from Duncan Field tonight. For producer-engineer Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. High school football has been an exclusive presentation of ESPN Radio 1550, KICS Hastings.